This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Business with Sfiso Skhendjana. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Power 98.7.
It is 24 minutes after 6 o'clock, Power Listener, and of course, we're picking up some of the other conversations that are coming in the market. And we've got retail trade sales coming out for the month of June, and we are joined online by Dr. Tlhabi Morudu, who is the Chief Director for Business Cycle Indicators at Stats SA. Dr. Tlhabi, how are you?
Good in ourselves, Fisa.
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Good to meet your audience, too.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for joining us, sir.
You're welcome, sister.
And highlights from the latest retail trade sales?
Yeah, year on year, the percentage change is it's a decrease of minus 2.5, but seasonally adjusted month on month, it's also a decrease, actually, I shouldn't have said that, of 0.4. And quarterly as well, it's a decrease of 0.8. And the main things that have caused the main negatives there are retailers in hardware, paint, and glass, which was at minus 8.6%.
Yeah.
General dealers as well, which was at minus 5.7%. And retailers in pharmaceutical and medical goods, cosmetics, and toiletries at minus 4.3%.
And I mean, just looking at these, that you know, are you guys following, I guess, some of the variables that are informing the extent of the sensitivity, right, around these sub variables, and say that we tend to find, I'll make an example, that a 1% drop in interest rates or increase in interest rates tends to impact at an aggregate level retail sales by this much, but at a sub aggregate level this much?
That would have been ideal, but that is usually done by people who have macroeconomic models or things like that. That is smaller models on checking the relationship between retail and interest rates, for instance, or retail and other variables, GDP and all that. So, but we don't do that. We don't have a model, and we don't do any forecasting as you know. We simply just collect the numbers and make sure all the policymakers do have access, like the major ones, the Reserve Bank, with some models there, and the Treasury, and the private sector agencies, mostly the dealers, with their various models, that they can then get the numbers and do the various forecasts.
That's
how the system is currently.
You're reminding me of Ntate Resenga Maluleke, who often says, "Viso, we are statisticians, Tina. We just give you the stats."
he's our boss, yes.
But
that's how the system is currently.
So, you know, retail trade sales, you know, up 0.5% compared to the second quarter. And we're getting some positive contributions from textiles, clothing, footwear, and leather goods there. Tell us a bit more about that.
Sorry, I missed. No, Could you repeat some of that?
We're saying that we're seeing some interesting contributions coming out of textiles, clothing, footwear, and leather goods in these sales numbers. Tell us a little bit more about those numbers.
Yeah, the textiles, we are at about, that is out of the total of 0.5% for the quarter, if we were to look at that. Just a second. Okay. Yeah. The textiles, we have a little increase there of about 3.4%. over the last 3 months, that is for the quarter, and the contribution out of a total of 0.5, the contribution of textile alone is something like 0.6%. You know, it was actually the main positive number for the quarter. The rest is the next biggest one is general dealers at 0.4. and of course, subsequent numbers are much smaller. Mm. But it has performed quite well over the quarter. That is for the quarter ending June.
And I mean, I think it's quite an interesting one because, again, even that one tends to be quite reflective in terms of kind of household sentiment, yet as well as what we're seeing retailers in pharmaceutical, medical goods and cosmetics and toiletries, that number is quite down at -4.3. And so it seems like there's an interesting divergence here in terms of some of the sales numbers. And then just looking at, a couple of other, numbers when we move both from, a trend analysis, as much as we look at these numbers from a month-on-month point of view, sometimes, of course, trends do tell a bit of a bigger or a better story. Are there certain trends that we're seeing, particularly from a retail trade sales, looking at, the last couple of months as well, including this month of June?
Nothing really special. Mm. You see, it seems one could simply just conclude that we seem to have gone over the slump that we had with the COVID numbers. But as it is, we probably are having numbers at our time now here after COVID. They are showing a decrease there even in terms of trends, like a steady decrease in terms of trends.
Mm.
So there's nothing very special with.
Nothing really special. That we're hearing from Dr. Morudu. Thank you very much, sir. And we look forward to unpacking some of these numbers when they come out again.
Excellent. Have a good evening.
You too, sir. The power listener, that was Dr. Tlhabi Morudu, who's the Chief Director for Business Cycle Indicators at Stats SA. Looking at retail trade sales falling sharply in June, of course, often an indicative of the pressure that households are feeling, particularly at a disposable incomes point of view, fuel prices, food prices, interest rates, all of the things that ultimately contributing to this 2.5% contraction that we've seen in the month of June, and big drivers coming in terms of retail and hardware, paint and glass. And if you remember some of the stock conversations we said about Build It, etc., those guys are taking a bit of a hit on the back of the kind of a slump following the COVID DIY season. General dealers are down 5.7%, as well as, of course, pharmaceuticals, medical goods, cosmetics and toiletries down 4.3%. Mayanda, what's happening in the news?
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.